Just stay home tonight, yeah.
Gonna turn it up, please.
Them Harlem nights.
Gonna turn it up, please.
I done fell in love with you.
Gonna turn it up, please.
Them Harlem nights.
Party at the Bodega. I'm listening to the Drake response he dropped Sunday night. It's May 5th. I'm just checking out the lyrics real quick.
Your throat with the razor and do Rick Ross hair like that one flight from Malaysia. I'm your baby mama screensaver. Only fucking with Whitney's, not Millie Bobby Brown's. I never look twice at Drake. It's not a name that you won't see on no sex offender list. Easy does it.
You talking about the man's baby mama.
Gotta be sharp and tell the fans who was it. You thought you left D flat, D major. I slit your throat with the razor and do Rick Ross hair like that one flight from Malaysia. I'm your baby mama screensaver. Only fucking with Whitney's, not Millie Bobby Brown's. I never look twice at no teenager. I'm a fucking hit maker, dog, not a peacemaker. Yeah, bullets that I'm stuffing in each chamber. Your ass in extreme danger. Stop buying views and buy comments. You may as well keep the paper. Shit you about to need for later. I give a fuck about your streaming data. You could drop 100 more records, I'll see you later. Yeah, maybe when you meet your maker. I don't wanna fight with a woman beater. It feeds your nature. If you still bumping R. Kelly, you could thank the savior. Said if they deleted his music, then your music is going to a hypocrite. I don't understand why these people praise you. Sounding like you sent him commissary when he needs some paper. Album dropping soon, no wonder you turn a clout chaser instead of doing hard labor. Nigga, I see you when I see you like Fantasia. Whitney, you can hit me if you need a favor. And when I say I hit your back, it's a lot safer. I promise.
Yeah, this shit sound crazy though. I don't know.
Like, some good exercise.
Yeah, I don't get into the. I'm a hip hop head. I've been listening to the battle for the last couple of weeks. I'm a hip hop head, but mostly, what I do.
10 more records to drop. The one before the last one, we finessed you into telling a story that doesn't even exist. And then you go and drop.
Mostly what I do is like, you know, community news. Mostly what I do is like more of what's going on in your community, the big cities, the urbans, big nationwide news and stuff like that. That's what I do the most. You know what I'm saying? But I am a hip hop head, so sometimes you're going to see me getting into the hip hop beef. But right now, you know,
everything in my shit is facts.
This is almost like podcast rapping. Like everybody's digging information about each other. Like that's how I'm looking at it.
Hey, chat, we did say we wanted the boy to rap.
And plus I'm listening to academics at the same time.
This is not me speaking as a source. I'm
gonna jump into the news real quick. And sorry that it's taking me forever to come out with episodes. It's just I got a lot of things going on. I'm doing a transition to a new freaking... I'm doing a transition to a whole new location, which is like middle class and up type stuff. Because when I started this, I wasn't living in no middle class. I was living in a very bad neighborhood and stuff like that. So I started from the bottom, which you guys witnessing that. But now I'm transitioning to a whole new location. It was difficult. I'm still going through the transition. You see what I'm saying? And then I'm going through obstacles. I'm going through life obstacles. When I say that, I'm talking about things be happening that I never expect. It's unexpected. So I'm fighting through the obstacles. So that means every day I am occupied. Every day I am hustling every day. Not hustling like, oh, I'm selling drugs. Like hustling like I'm moving to get the money. I'm getting the check. You could honestly say that I work like 3-4 different jobs at a time. You could say that because every day I'm moving around. This would be my 5th job if I jump onto the Spotify and talk to you guys and tell you what the hell is going on. But we're going to get into what's going on with the... Georgia University and the Palestinian protesting and stuff like that. We're going to get into that. Like, I don't want to do too long of a podcast, like digging into the Palestinian problem. I'm talking about the protests, not the Palestinians. I'm talking about the protests. Protests that's going on the college university campus, which most of it is like concentrated in the Georgia University, excuse me. You know, I'm always burping. I don't do that on purpose. So I apologize if I'm burping in your ear, but I always try to like bleep it out. But most of these protests are going on in the Georgia University campuses. I'm going to give you the specifics in a minute, all right? But we're going to go through some stories that's going all through the nation. I got a whole bunch of materials. I got a whole bunch of episodes coming. Don't worry. I got tons of it. Don't worry. That doesn't mean I wasn't doing my due diligence and my researches and getting all of the information and getting a whole bunch of docu-series or documentaries ready for you guys, all right? Especially, I've been very active on my TikTok, so you can't say that I haven't been feeding you guys all of the hoopla that's going on in the entertainment industry, as well as the reality that's going on all around us. So let me hit you off with the news real quick so you can know what's going on. I was just getting with the beef, with the Drake beef, as you can hear.
You gotta really, well, let it sink in. Also, real quick, we found a sample. Thank you, guys. You guys know we've been big in the sample digging recently. Aretha Franklin, Prove It.
It's just like a Rick Ross. I think Rick Ross dropped too.
By the way, I want to give Drake some credit. I was starting to say, Drake, you are a guy who does amazing things on soul samples and, you know, cultural black samples. Don't let Kendrick outculture you right now. I get it. Kendrick represents whatever, but that nigga got Al Green. This nigga got every almost black institutionalized, entity in his music. Don't just have a bunch of 808s. You're going to have to do that too. So for him to pull out an Aretha Franklin sample, Prove It. And by the way, we're going to get into this later. My man Carl Cherry already hit me, so hopefully he stays up. I know he's on the West Coast.
I'm just giving you, I'm watching the stream, so I'm giving you the piece of everything that was going on with Drake and them and stuff like that at the same time by using Academic's voice, but I can do that because I'm different, all right? Y'all guys are listening to the audio, so, you know what I'm saying? Hold up.
In like less than 24 hours, I think that's difficult. And right now, it's all about, I think Drake has realized Kendrick has capitalize off the essence of time. And Drake, who started the essence of time when he dropped Taylor Made Freestyle, he needs to keep up. That's why he probably responded so quickly. I don't know if I can play too much of this, but this is the sample. Here we go. Hold on. Sorry. We're gonna play this afterwards. Let's hear the original sample. Okay, interesting sample, because I think Drake is just coming on and saying, yo, my nigga, if we lying, we lying. But if you really got some dirt on me or whatever, all this shit you've been saying that people are buying into, well, just prove it now. Right? Which, by the way, I think is also a ballsy move. If Kendrick got an underage girl that Drake done fucked, this is the time to bring her to the forefront. Let her tell her story. If you got the 11-year-old girl, bring the baby mama to ask Drake why he not being a father to his kid. This is time to prove some of these substantive claims that Kendrick got. But I salute to Aretha Franklin. Let's run it, The Heart, Part 6, one more time, people. Now let me see you prove it.
Just let me see you prove it. All right. I don't normally do this, but, you know, I'm just playing what I'm doing right now. Spiraling, I got your
fucking lies tapped. I swear that I'm dialed in. First I was a rat, so where's the proof of the trial then? Where's the paperwork of the cabinet is filed in? 1090 Jake would've took all the walls down. The streets would've had me hiding out in a small town. My Montreal connect, stand up, not fall down. The ones that you're getting your stories from, they all clowns. I am a war general, seasoned in preparation. My jacket is covered in medals, honor and decoration. You waited for this moment, overcome with the... Real quick, hold on.
You hold up, nigga. I was about to hold up, man. I'm a jump on the next track. Hold up. Yeah, I had to jump on the other track because, you know, I use Pro Tools to do my podcasting and stuff. I told you I'm different, but hold up.
You got to learn to fact check things and be less impatient. Your fans are rejoicing, thinking this is my expiration. Even the picture you use, the jokes and the medication, the Maybach glove and the drug he uses for less inflation. Master manipulator, you bit on a speculation. You dumb and reactive, nigga. I'm petty with dedication. What about the bones we dug up in that excavation? And why isn't Whitney denying all of the allegations? Why is she following Dave Free and not Mr. Morale? You haven't seen the kids in 6 months, the distance is wild. Dave leaving heart emojis underneath pics of the child. Speaking of anything with a child, let's get to that now. This Epstein angle was the shit I expected. TikTok videos you collected and dissected. Instead of being on some disdirect shit, you rather fucking grab your pen and misdirect shit. My mom came over today and I was like, Mother, I, wait a second. That's that one record where you say you got molested. Oh, fuck me, I just made the whole connection. This about to get so depressing. This is trauma from your own confessions. This when your father leave you home alone with no protection, so neglected.
My bad, man. I was just trying to listen to it. But like I said, I ain't with the... I'm still with the hip-hop thing. I love hip-hop. I love hip-hop beef. I came from the era Jay-Z and Nas and stuff like that. I witnessed the LL Cool J and the Cannabis. There was a rapper named Cannabis from back in the day. And LL Cool J, I witnessed that. LL Cool J was rapping against a lot of people. There's a lot of stuff. Tupac. Been through it all. I'm into the hip-hop thing. I'm always into it and stuff like that. Oh, my back. What's the name? Is playing in the background. Didn't mean to do that. Because I got some different headphones on. My back. Anyway. We got to get to the news and stuff because this is what this platform is based off, straight up news. I'm over here just chilling because I know I got to do some of this Spotify stuff. I got to try to do as much as I can. A whole new motivation jumped in me. But like I told you in the beginning, I'm in the transition right now. So I'm just transitioning to like a whole different chapter in life and stuff like that. So that's why I'm very slow with the podcasting on the damn audio podcasts and stuff like that. But, you know, we all human. We all dealing with our own things. I'm not going to give this up. I'm going to always deal with it. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I got to deal with it when I can. And right now, I'm going to deal with it. Okay. I ran into this one. This article came from Orlando, Florida, or mid-Florida, like central Florida. A naked Florida woman, she's only 24 years old. She was arrested for breaking into one of her neighbor's houses. Ran into that. A Lake City woman was arrested in Lake City, Florida. She was arrested after police said she broke into a neighbor's home and she was naked. Her name is Hallie Blunt. She's only 24 years old. She is facing burglary charges. She's facing as well as criminal mischief and child negligent, authorities said in the news release. All right. my back for not doing these podcasting things for a while. You know, I'm sorry. Sometimes I gotta apologize because some of y'all get real iffy, especially in the comments. The incident happened at 11:56 p.m. on May 1st at Lake City, Florida. A Lake City home on Northwest Huntsboro Street. Officers responded to the home after the victim dialed 911 to report a burglary in progress. All right? The victim. All right? Called 911 like there's a burglary in progress. The victim told police they heard someone knocking on the front door, but when asked who the hell was it, well, that's not what she said. That's just me re-articulating the goddamn article. She's like, who was it? The person never answered. So there was somebody busting at the front door. And then when the victim asked, who the hell is it? She didn't say that verbatim. She said, who was it? No one would answer. The person, later identified as Blunt, went to the home's sliding glass door and again began to knock on that glass door, but not say who she was when she was asked. The victim was reportedly on the phone with 911 dispatch when Miss Blunt, the naked 24-year-old, broke a window of the residence and went inside. That's when the victim left the home and met with the arriving police officers in the front yard. When the police approached the front door, they found Miss Blunt, the 24-year-old naked lady, nude and bleeding from the injuries that she sustained when she was breaking through the window. She was taken to a local hospital for treatment and was later booked into the Columbia County Jail. Investigators also learned that Miss Blunt, who lived in the nearby residence, so she was a neighbor of that particular residence, left her two young children home unsupervised. So while she was banging in this front door in her neighbor's community, she left her two children, it didn't specify the gender of the children. I don't know what the hell is wrong with me right now, but I'm telling you the story. So she left her children unsupervised, which led to her to get the negligent children charge. The children were found safe at the home and were later turned over to a family member. To a relative. Blunt is being held with no jail. I mean, without bond. You know, I gotta reiterate. You can't blame me for telling you the story because I gotta reiterate the articles that I run to on the website. So, you know what I'm saying? So, Ms. Blunt is being held in jail without no bond. So, this is something that I've seen right here. These stories right here, she probably was under the influence. That's the best thing to say. I'm looking at a picture. She looked fucking like she's on something. She probably is on something. Pupils kind of look dilated. She looked like she's on something. Because I'm looking at her Columbia County Jail photo. Because they posted it online. All right. I need to do this one. TikTok. I don't know why I don't be doing it, but sometimes I need a good kick in the ass to get my ass to do these goddamn podcasts and stuff like that, you know. But my back, bro. My back. I'm on it right now, and I'm gonna make sure I do another one as soon as possible, and then I'm gonna try to knock out tomorrow, but tomorrow I'm super busy, so you can't get mad if I don't come through tomorrow, and I'm gonna try my best to knock these out. What else? Anyway, naked woman, she's only 24 years old. She looks like she's under the influence. She break into one of her neighbor's home, doggone. She was fully naked. Comes to happen when she was knocking on one of her neighbor's glass sliding door window. She broke into the glass and she sustained some injuries. And then, neighbors were scared, so they ran out of the house. They was on the phone with the 911 personnel people the whole time when they heard the banging. So this 24-year-old, she looked like she was messed up on some drugs and stuff like that. She's in jail right now with no bond, so she can't bond out of jail. Her name is Helly Blunt. She's only 24 years old. She's facing burglary charges, criminal mischief, and child negligence. So that's like about three charges, probably more. They're just not saying this. She's from Lake City, Florida. The woman was arrested. All right. Like I said, it looked like she was in drugs. All right. So anyway, moving along. Keep it moving in this motherfucker right here and shit like that. Oh, snap. What's up with this thing right here? This thing gonna do me like that? The internet be bugging on this shit real quick, bro. I mean, it doesn't really do this right here, but the internet, it's not the internet. Yeah, it is. It's the internet. It gotta be the internet. It gotta be the internet because it's supposed to just pop up, and that's a fact. Mm-hmm. I done switched the internet up. Hold up. Hold up, man. Come on. My bad. Man dead. One person is dead. It's a guy. Two are hospitalized after being shot by four suspects on the south side. This is Chicago. Yeah, I ran into this one, too. I got them all lined up. That's why I'm like, what the hell is this? There's more stuff right here. I see another one right here. But hold up. Let me just give you all this one real quick. Gunfire erupted near a liquor store on the city's south side. This is in Chicago, leaving a man dead. This is like almost a typical story, but this just recently happened, all right? Happened like, what, a day ago? No, this happened today. This is Chicago. Gunfire erupted May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. Gunfire erupted near a liquor store on the city's south side, leaving a man dead, two others injured, and four suspects on the run. Four suspects. The incident happened just after 5 p.m. Sunday on the 7900 block of South Cottage Grove, according to the Chicago Police. South Cottage Grove. Three men were near the sidewalk when four suspects armed with handguns approached them and started firing, Chicago Police Department stated. One of the victims, a 36-year-old man, was hit multiple times and he died from his injuries at the University of Chicago Hospital. His identity has not been yet released. The two other victims was a 26-year-old man and a 25-year-old man. They were shot and taken to two different separate hospitals. Police said that they are both in good condition. No arrest has been made at this time. This investigation is continuing. That's in Chicago. You know, I'm just telling y'all all the stuff that I'm going through right here. And then, yeah, I'm probably going to talk about the doggone, what's the name? Oh, man, I'm missing something. Yeah, I was missing. There was a shooting at a baby shower. This one is in Queens, New York, Long Island. A shooting at a baby shower in Queens. It leaves one person dead and three people injured. All right, this one is in Queens, New York. The last one was in Chicago, the first one that I did, all right? Four men were shot at a baby shower in Queens on Saturday, according to the police. Officials responded to the shooting around 1:30 in the morning near, I don't know the name of this street, but it's some street that's called Atlantic Avenue in Richmond Hill, where a group of people were celebrating. They were celebrating a baby shower. And then a police source, somebody from the police, says to news sources, the news source lady is named Jessica Fermoso. Jessica Fermoso. People were allegedly outside the location when an unknown individual started firing a gun at them. That's fucking crazy. Pictures of the scene shows flipped over tables, flipped over tables and pink and blue party decorations scattered across the floor after gunfire erupted. Both doors to the venue were riddled in more than a dozen bullet holes. There was bullet holes all over the front door. I'm looking at the picture. When police arrived, they found a 24-year-old man shot in the chest, a 45-year-old man shot in the leg, and a 26-year-old shot in the arm. They ain't specify who this 26-year-old person is. And another 24-year-old man who was also shot, and they're in critical condition. The 24-year-old was transported to Jamaica Hospital Medical Center, where he was pronounced dead. That's the 24-year-old man. And then, you know, there was a shot. There was a 45-year-old that was shot. He was shot in the leg. And then there was a 26-year-old shot in the arm. And another 24-year-old man who was shot, also shot in critical condition. The 24-year-old was transported to Jamaica Hospital Medical Center, and he was pronounced dead. The others are in stable condition. This the one that I was missing. I was looking for this. I'm like, man, I got another one. Police say that the investigation remains ongoing. It is unclear what led to this shooting. No arrests have been made. All right. Goddamn. A baby shower? Oh, man. See, I hate when I do these stories and I don't know. And I be wanting to follow up with the stories and shit like that so I can know what really happen, what compels somebody to just shoot up a baby shower, because it got to be something deep, right? It got to be something deep. I feel like the people from the baby shower knows the people that shot at the goddamn baby shower. The people that was celebrating in the baby shower knows the people that freaking shot at them. I believe so. It could be something as simple as a beef, or it could be something intimate as the baby, the person that shot on them could have been the ex of whatever ex. I don't know. The ex could be a male, the ex could be a female. We don't know. But 9 out of 10, and most of the time, things, situations like this that occurred about this doggone baby shower getting shot up, because I'm looking at the goddamn glass doors, they got bullet holes all over them. And then some people were celebrating this happening in Queens. People were celebrating a baby shower. And all of a sudden, you know, they had like a little party. And this happened like 1:30 in the morning in Atlantic Avenue in Richmond Hill. This is in Queens, where a group of people were celebrating a baby shower. See what I'm saying? And all of a sudden, bullets started shooting up the place. You know, this is the only information that I got. I'm looking at all of the pictures and things like that. Most of these stuff, I can't just post it on TikTok. Some of y'all people be wanting me to post this shit on TikTok. I can't post this shit on TikTok. I could tell you about it on goddamn Spotify, on that freaking listening podcast thing. I probably could go live with this type of stuff like that. I'm going to think about it and stuff, because I actually can go live. All right. So, but right now, I'm going to just stick with what I'm doing right now, because like I said, I got a whole bunch of things that I'm doing. That's crazy. But I think the suspects that shot at this freaking venue, it looks like this was a catering facility where they did the baby shower. You know how you have to rent a catering place to have like a get together. It looks like, to me, out of all of the stuff that I read and court documents that I read, because I'm a habitual court document reader, most situations like this one right here, this baby shower incident, 9 out of 10, the suspects and the victims know each other, all right? Or maybe the person that got shot don't know nothing. He was just somebody that got invited to the, but I'm saying, somebody knows something. And hopefully I can doggone get updates to this. But New York City, this happened in Queens. New York City is a very, very huge place. Sometimes they follow up with stories. Most of the time they don't, because they got too many other stories and stuff like that, you know. New York City is a big place. Los Angeles is a big ass place. Dallas is getting fucking bigger. I just looked at the whole infrastructure of Dallas, Texas. Them people getting huge. They growing real fast. I just looked at the infrastructure. I look at their little blueprint map and stuff, because I be studying geographics and stuff like that, and schematics and maps and like updated maps of cities and stuff like that. I really be into that stuff as well, because I stay on the internet looking at shit. So, but Dallas do look super huge, man. Dallas is getting real big. I don't know what the hell is going on in the city of Dallas. I need to go there myself. And speaking of the Dallas, Texas, the Dallas Mavericks is on to the next round. Who they play tomorrow? Damn, I done forgotten everything. I know I was looking at goddamn Anthony Edwards from the Minnesota Timberwolves. That's about the he won game one yesterday. That was on Saturday. Game two is tomorrow, Monday. Anthony Edwards, Carl Anthony Towns, Rudy Gobert. He all right. He kind of slow to me, but he's okay. Yo, Minnesota is a team that I've been had. All right, I'm gonna hit you off with another episode later on today, Monday 6, May 6. I'm gonna hit you off with another one. All right, you can hear that. I'm outside. I'ma holler at you. This is your man, Ben's Pharrell Box Benji. You know what I'm saying? All you gotta do is follow me on TikTok and Instagram. TikTok is where I'm very most active on. All you gotta do is type in Box Benji, BOXBENJI, and you're gonna find your man there. All right, I'ma holler at you later with another episode. See, I told you I was busy. You see, I had to do this outside real quick, but I told you I was super busy and stuff like that. But I'm gonna try to get one in today. I still got a lot of things to do and stuff, but I'm trying to squeeze these things in because, you know, I got love for my content that I put out there. So I'm going to holler at you later. Peace.
At the bodega, I'm rolling dice for the paper. Wake up, it's never time to be sleeping. Round here, time to shake up. I got it out the mud with a bunch of sweat and tears. Terminator, getting all these fake bastards out of here. Let the missiles go launcho. Head macho, Camacho. Top dog when executive. Owner of the club, president. Property after property. Even got some for the relatives. Learned it from the Harlem Lights. Popping with his on the motorbike. It's that Harlem
night. Gonna turn it up, please.
Them Harlem nights.
Gonna turn it up, please.
I done fell in love with you.
Gonna turn it up, please.